Hello, my name is Josh, Joshua Williams, and we're going to be talking about the Hurricane Harvey. Do y'all have your permission to conduct this interview?
Yes.
Alrighty, can you please state your name for the record?
My name is Angelise Godoy.
Alrighty, and where were you on the day of the hurricane?
On the day of the hurricane, my family and I stayed here in Corpus. We stayed at home. It was my brother, my mom, her boyfriend, and then my best friend.
Alrighty, so it wasn't just you.
No, not at all.
Alright. Okay, so we're going to get a little background information about the storm before we begin. So, when did you first hear of the storm?
I honestly heard about the storm, like, in the middle of the week, but I didn't take it seriously at all. And neither did my mom, because obviously we stayed. But we didn't take it seriously, we just thought it was just going to be, like, harsh rain, and that's all. And it wasn't until like 2 days before, even like the day after, I was at work on Thursday, and no one was there. The whole restaurant was dead, and I was just like, okay, maybe this is a little serious. Like, I should not be in Corpus. So I don't know. We had boarded up the house though and everything, so we had no intention of leaving. And then they started like letting people go early from work. So I was like, all right, like maybe this is something I need to be worried about, kind of thing. But I left work, and I still had the intention of going to work the next day, but I didn't want to. And after that, like, I went home, and then we stayed there, and we saw how serious it actually was.
Okay, so you said that you found out about the storm in the middle of the week. Now, was that the week before or the week of the hurricane?
The week of the hurricane. I heard, like, little things that it was going, that there might be one, but I didn't know that it was going to be, like, actually, like, how it was.
Okay. All right. Now, well, let's get into the hurricane. About what time did you start hearing the effects?
Hearing the effects, it was still light outside because my mom and I were just sitting outside drinking a beer, talking, and it was raining. I mean, it wasn't really raining, it was mostly windy. And so we stayed out there, it felt good, it looked nice. Like, my mom likes that kind of weather, so we were just outside with each other. And then it started raining a little bit. And the wind started picking up a little bit more, so we're like, okay, we should go inside now. That's when we went inside. The electricity was on for a while. It took about maybe 3 or 4 hours once it started for the electricity to go out. But before that, we were okay. And then once the electricity went out, we all went downstairs. We lit a bunch of candles, and we started playing games. We played, like, Phase 10, Monopoly, all these card games. We were just sitting downstairs, and my backyard, we have like a patio door that leads outside, but it doesn't go directly outside. We have like a small patio with a cover, and so we had the door open since it was just so hot. We just had the door open, so when all of it was going on, so we heard everything. We had to like pin up the door with a big like cement cube that we have, so we did that. But it wasn't too bad. It was more, like, relaxing, but it was scary at the same time. Like, we had seen our neighbor's fence blown down, like, with the door open. And then we were like, okay, yeah, we need to close the door. So then we closed it and went on.
Okay. Now, did y'all prepare for this storm? Did y'all write it out what y'all had, or what was that like? What was preparations for it?
I guess my mom went to go, honestly, all we bought was a bunch of waters. Like, we bought 2 cases of waters, and we bought like things that didn't have to be refrigerated. And if they did have to be refrigerated, we had like a little ice chest where we put like the sandwich meat and stuff like that. Like, we had already prepared like ice chests for the food that was in the freezer because we knew that the electricity was probably going to go out. So they already had like ice chests filled with ice, and then we had like those cases of water, and we had like a few sandwich meats, We had a lot of chips, a lot of just like boxed foods that you could eat. There wasn't really a lot. And honestly, I didn't really notice how much we rely on like our electricity. I mean, it's crazy. Our milk, everything, like everything had to come out. And that's basically what they did. That's how we prepared for it. And then of course, boarding up the house, my mom and her boyfriend like cut the boards, and they're the ones that put everything up. So I would say that we were pretty well prepared. We tied down our tree, or like we have a little garden in the front yard, so they tied those down so it wouldn't like fly everywhere. We had told the neighbors to cut down their tree because it was just leaning so much over into our house, and my mom was afraid that it could fall like on our side and land into my brother's window or my window, but they didn't, so we tried on that part. But other than that, we pretty much like tied everything down, had everything secure. We brought in the chairs from the patio, just like put everything away that could possibly intentionally hurt us or harm us in any way.
So y'all were very prepared, in fact. Was this your first hurricane that you've ever been through?
Yes, it was my... I've never experienced anything like that. And I never thought that I mean, not that it was super bad, but that's like the worst thing that has happened so far to me. And I can only imagine like everywhere else. But as of here, yeah, it really wasn't too bad.
What about for your mom or your mom's boyfriend? Was this their first hurricane?
Yes, it was. So my mom was freaking out. She already doesn't like the rain. Like, she's scared of the rain. So she was okay with the wind and everything, but once it started raining, she was kind of like, she was scared. And then, like, it was scary the next couple days without there being any power, like, anywhere. So it was a little rough.
Okay. So how much of the initial storm hit do you remember? Like, weather-wise, sounds?
It was just extremely windy. Like, out of everything, it was more windy than anything. So there was stuff flying around. Like, two houses down, there was a trampoline that flew in to their backyard, into their pool. So it was really, really windy. All my neighbors' houses, all of their fences broke down. Like, they all broke down. They had things in their front yard. We really didn't get anything in our front yard, but we just had, like, their fences in our backyard now. Everything just kind of formed into one big backyard, pretty much.
What else? Like, what else did you see out there? You said the trampoline and the pool. Did you see any other strange?
Like I said, the next day, there was no power or anything. Well, we went in our vehicles and drove around, like, to see. And there was stuff everywhere. Like, I had to take my friend home to make sure that her house was okay, the friend that was with me. And as we were going, there was things, like, on the highway. Like, you could tell that things were just everywhere. Like, it looked like a mess. And all of the not all of the traffic lights, but 99% of them were out. So it reminded me of The Walking Dead, honestly. Like, how everything was just... Everybody was everywhere. There was a lot of people on the road, honestly. More than there should have been, considering, you know, all that was happening, or all that had just happened. But there was nothing open because no one had electricity, so it looked like, I want to say a ghost town, but there was people, like, driving around checking out the scene. But there was just things out of place, and the scariest part was the traffic lights, because it was like a free-for-all out there.
Now, you're talking about after the storm. Did you have any problems with gas or getting any supplies that you needed prior to?
Well, we were running out of food, yeah, because we didn't get that much. So we were kind of worried about that, but my mom's boyfriend had his sister had electricity still. I think they were using a generator, maybe. So we were able to go over there and make food there for us. But, yeah, if we didn't have them, then I have no idea. I mean, we wouldn't have starved, but we wouldn't have been able to get food for a while. And my grandma was out of electricity too as well. Just everybody that I knew had nothing, so they were the ones that helped us.
Okay. Now, was I did hear about water boils. Did your house or your area get affected by the water boils?
Not as far as I know, but we could have been, and we didn't know, but we didn't even know about the water boil. Like, I had no idea until my grandpa asked me about it, and I told him that we didn't do anything about it because we didn't know. So, but our electricity was out for a while, like 2 days.
2 days.
2 days. Like when the hurricane hit, it went out, and then 2 days after, and then it came back on. I knew some people that had it out for like 4 days, or came back and then went off. And that's what ours did. Ours was going off and coming back on. And then once the hurricane came or, you know, hit us badly, when it went out completely, it never came back on until the 2 days later.
Okay. What about gas? Did you hear about the gas incidents? Were y'all ever affected by the long lines that were there?
My mom was, because she didn't have any gas. But since we have two vehicles, we decided that only one needed it. So she just went and got hers. But yeah, she had to wait for a while. And I know people that were there for like hours, like trying to fill up all of their cars, just waiting in the lines. And then, of course, the gas price is going up. And hers is already not a regular gas tier. So she had to take like the premium, and it was expensive, like expensive.
Okay. Now, you personally, did this storm have an effect on you?
Honestly, well, work-wise, yes, because I was off of work for so long. I have two jobs, the athletic club and at Cheddar's, and Cheddar's was nice enough to give me like a money for the hurricane, like, since they knew we were out. But as far as the athletic club, no, like, we didn't get anything from them. They just told us to be safe. But if I had that job, yes, I would have not had any money or anything like that to pay for bills or my car or my phone. But it seems like in Corpus, people are more understanding. Like, they know what happened. They know that some people were out of jobs and stuff. So I kind of feel like, depending on what you need or who you need it from, like, they kind of help you out. Like, my car payment, I wasn't able to make it on time, so they extended it for me. I know a couple of my mom's house bills, they extended it for her. So that kind of helped a lot. But if that weren't to happen, then yes, I would have been affected in a negative way. But I was okay.
What about school?
School hadn't even started yet, so I was okay with it. Like, I didn't mind. I was like, okay, yeah, I get to start later. But when I actually got into school, like, all my classes were okay. They understood, except for my biology class. He kind of said, what we missed, we have to just do it on our own. So he kind of just threw it at us. So that was hard. So that was really overwhelming, like, after the hurricane. But other than that, school was okay, but besides that subject.
Okay. And as far as coming back to work, going back to work, was there any problems with going on there?
Yes. For the athletic club, not really. They didn't really let us come back for a while, though. But as far as Cheddar's, they had to stay closed because they never got electricity back. They didn't get it back for a while. And then when they did get it back, we were short, like, a few things and that customers wanted, like, drinks or some foods. So it was a little rough at first getting up, and it kind of took a while to pick back up and, like, get things back to normal. But other than that, it was okay.
Okay. Now, was there any moment in the storm where you felt that y'all should have just left? Y'all shouldn't have stayed. Y'all should have just packed up and went somewhere else.
Yes, I did feel like that, because I didn't know how bad it was gonna get, or if it was gonna get worse. But at the same time, I did enjoy being with my family because we don't usually do that. So it was kind of nice to be with them and, like, play games with them and stuff. But I was scared. And when we didn't have the electricity and we didn't have AC or anything, I didn't realize, I mean, I know how fortunate we are, but I could not believe how miserable I felt without electricity. Not really necessarily electricity, but, like, AC. Because Corpus is already so hot and humid. Our house, we have, like, a rather big house, so it got so humid. And when it was humid, there was just, like, nowhere to go. Like, no space. Like, it was just super hot. So I did feel like we should have left, more for our safety, though, because it was could have been bad. Something could have flown through a window, broken the glass. That tree could have fallen. Like, a lot of things could have gone wrong, but we were fortunate enough that nothing happened to us.
That's good. Okay, so we covered a lot in this interview. Now, you said that you knew a lot of people that it was bad for. Did any of that affect you? Seeing any of your friends going through a lot of troubles, did any of that affect you in any way?
It didn't affect me personally, because of course it wasn't happening to me, but yes, I did have friends that are still going through having to pay for things that their insurance didn't cover. Because for mine, our insurance covered, like, quite a bit. Like, as far as the house shifting, they said, you know, like, they helped us in that sense. But for the people that were affected by it, that had broken fences or something, like, it didn't, like, yeah, like, I had, like, a friend that her fence came down and her insurance didn't pay for it, so her parents are having to pay for that out of their pocket. So, and it's kind of sad that that happened. But no, I was fortunate enough that nothing happened to me or my belongings.
Now, given hearing about what happened to Aransas Pass and knowing that that could have been us, does that change your moods about Corpus?
I'm so glad that wasn't us, but I feel so sorry for those people because, I mean, that just happened out of nowhere. People lost everything. And I actually do have a close friend that lives in Houston, and he had to walk home. He had to leave his truck parked and walk home in, I think he said, knee-deep water because of how flooded it was. And this was when it had already passed us. I think our electricity might have been on already, maybe. I'm not too sure. I don't remember. But he had to stay at home. He was out of work. He didn't have his vehicle. He didn't have anything at his house. He's just a college student that lives alone. So he didn't have anything. And so that actually did impact me because I couldn't do anything about it. But I know we could have gotten it way, way, way worse. So I'm just really fortunate that it wasn't like that.
Okay. And now, on the same topic, does it make you want to move?
Well, I already want to get out of Corpus, so that wouldn't, I mean, I feel like disasters can happen anywhere at any given point. It could be, you know, a hurricane like this, or an earthquake, or a tornado, or many other different things. So it wouldn't really necessarily be a factor for me to move out of Corpus, but I already want to leave, so.
So what you're saying is that a hurricane or not, it's just, I'm out.
Yes, all exactly.
Right. Okay, so would you stay? Would you stay through another one? If you do, by chance, you stay in Corpus for the rest of the next 20 years, would you stay through another hurricane or the next few?
No, I wouldn't, because I feel like we chanced it with that one just because we didn't really think it was going to happen. But I would say that the next one I'm going to leave for sure, because I don't want to risk anything, or I don't know. I don't want to risk anything. Of course, though, like, once we did figure out that it was going to be bad, it was already, it would have been worse to leave. Like, where we wouldn't have known where to go. The only place that we have family would be in San Antonio, but even at that, it was raining. So we would have still been putting ourselves in danger by driving up there. So, but the next one, if I find out early enough and it will be safe to leave, I would plan on leaving.
Okay. So given you said that if you would have known sooner, you didn't have no warning? You didn't hear about it a lot sooner than 2 days before?
Well, we did, but my mom just didn't think it was going to be serious at all. So, I mean, I didn't either. Like, I thought, I know how she is with rain. Like I said, she doesn't like it. So I figured, well, if it was going to be bad, we'd leave. And I don't watch the news or anything. I honestly didn't really... I mean, if I talked about it, it was more of a joking way. Someone said, like, oh, hey, we're in a hurricane. I'm like, yeah. Or whatever. But it wasn't... I just didn't think it was going to be serious, just because my mom didn't either, so...
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share about it? anything we haven't covered already?
I just think that Corpus should be very, very thankful that we didn't get it worse, or that it kind of steered clear from here. I also actually heard about it turning around and coming back, so that was kind of something that was really scary, considering, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder what more could happen, but I'm glad that it didn't, you know, turn and come back, but I'm just glad we're safe.
Okay. I'm sorry I keep bouncing back and forth, but I just remembered what I was gonna ask you about. Being prepared. Now, your school didn't notify you ahead of time prior that a storm was being alerted, because I know some universities do, or some college institutions do alert their students when a natural disaster is on the way if they're in a disaster prone area. Now, they didn't do any of that.
No, honestly, I didn't get any notification from them. They did send out a message about school not being in session, or school not, or that school was going to be postponed until further notice. That's the only message that I got about it, honestly. And I didn't get another one until they told us that school was going to begin the next week, or whenever it was going to start again. But as far as messages to prepare us for it, no. None at all. They could have put it on their website, but I didn't get on it. But as far as texting us or giving us, like, alerts, no.
Okay. And do you feel that should be something that should change in the coming up years?
I think it would be wise. I never thought about it, but I think it would be nice, the more aware we are of what's happening. I mean, we should all help each other keep, since technology is such a big part of today. Yeah, I think that it could be intertwined in there, and it could have helped more people to know how serious it was. Because, I mean, I could have seen it and been like, wow, like, maybe this is serious, Mom. Maybe this is a little bit serious. Maybe we should go. So I guess it could have made a difference. I could see it making a difference in future incidents.
All right. Okay, well, that is actually all the questions I have for you. Thank you for letting me interview you and for your experience.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.